Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do nothing in me.
Sorry that I am a couple minutes late, but good morning, Sandy. Good morning to you. You could type in and hear me. Could you just type yes, Sandy? Wait, let me just see something. Okay, maybe that's better. If you could type in and tell me whether or not you can hear me. Good morning, Mousy. Can you type in and let me know? Can you hear me, Mousy? You can just put yes. I'm just checking to see, can you all hear me? Or Sandy, if you can hear me, can you say yes? All right, so I don't know. This thing is just not acting the greatest right now. So Sandy or Mousy, can you type in yes if you can hear me? I'm not sure, because I know last week he was having all kind of technical difficulties here. So, okay, let me just see just one moment, because I don't want to move forward if you guys can't hear me. Oh, good. You can hear me? Okay, Mom. Thank you. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mousy. That is so good. Good morning, you guys. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hi, Ms. V. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. So we're going to get started on this morning talking about Nehemiah and how his passion exceeded his emotions. Amen. How his passion exceeded his emotions. Every time I read the story of Jeremiah, I just be so elated just by his story, just by his tenacity, his zeal that he had for his people, and also for the work that was before him. The work that was before him was rebuilding the temple, the gate around the temple, not rebuilding the temple, but rebuilding the gate that was around the temple, and how his passion exceeded all his emotions of his job, his emotions of his family. Well, that's what drove him was the work that he knew that God has placed in him, and he placed a burning desire on the inside of him to do the work. And it's something how we are so of leaps and bounds because of our age or because of our lack of resources or because of our lack of education. We may find that we're not educated in that area to move forward on some things. But when God put a burning desire on the inside of you to move, when he put a burning desire on the inside to shake things up and to keep moving, I just feel as though when your passion exceeds your emotions, there's nothing that you can do about that when you're so passionate about something. And how oftentimes are we so passionate about it but we don't move forward. But that burning desire of Nehemiah to move forward in the task that God has given to him because of the passion of being upset because when they came out of captivity from the Babylonians, they had the wall was burned down that was around the temple. Some years ago, Zerubbabel built the temple, but Nehemiah, his job was to build the gate around the temple. So when he ran into some of his fellow men that he knew, he asked them how the things in Jerusalem. And they were really disheartened because the wall that goes around the temple was still lying in ruins. Still, the work still wasn't done. The wall fortified. It was fortified. And had much value to it being around the temple. You know, it kept raids out. It kept people and thefts from going on. And it was such a security to know that God is here. And it's something how different things make us look at other things. And we have a great significance in things, but it's to how we value things. And they value the wall because it meant something. It meant security. It meant safety. Amen. That was around the temple. They didn't just want anybody to walk up on the temple. No, they wanted a gate around the temple. So God put a burning desire in Nehemiah to go out to do the work, to do the work. But let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. Lord God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for every heart and soul that's on this broadcast on today. God, I ask that, God, you will fill us up, God, that you will move like never before, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move in their lives, people that's on this call on today. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So, on this morning, I came from Nehemiah chapter 2, and Nehemiah chapter 2, just give me one moment, and the word of the Lord reads, because I started with the third verse, and it says, But I said to the king, may the king live forever. Why stand my face? Why should my face not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire? So he asked him a question because the king asked him in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 3, why are you so sad? Why are you so saddened? And he told him, he said, why should my face not look sad? You know, when the where my ancestors were buried, the wall that was torn down was destroyed by fire. So it's left, you know, in ruins. You know, and it's so amazing because Nehemiah had so much passion and so much power, but his faith over everything exceeded all his emotions, exceeded even his passion because of his faith in what he believed should have been done. So the king asked him, if you have to read it yourself, Nehemiah chapter 2, the king asked him, okay, what is it that, you know, what you want? Or what is it? Even the queen who sat beside him asked, well, how long will you be gone? And it's so amazing because Nehemiah and the king of Xerxes, they didn't serve the same God. So he really could have killed him that your job is to be a cupbearer to me, to take care of me, not go after your God. But he said, God is God. Hallelujah. And he's omnipotent. He's all powerful. I could just hear him just say it to himself. You know, all those great things of the God that he worshiped. Hallelujah. And he told, but he put his faith right there before him. And believe that when he prayed, if you read it, says he prayed the Lord God. He didn't have to run to a southwest corner to pray. No, he stood right there and he prayed. He prayed and he asked God, you know, for help. Praise the Lord, Father, because he wanted, first of all, that the king would spare his life for having his mind on something else other than him. He was a cupbearer for the king. So his job was to be there to make sure that no one poisoned the king. So he would actually have to taste things, putting his own life on the line for the king. But that job that he had to leave that job to go do the work of the Lord. And when he did the work of the Lord, hallelujah, I just get so excited, because when God stirs something on the inside of you, it's nothing like God's fire. What Jeremiah say? It's like fire shut up in my bones. When God puts a fire and ignites a fire on the inside of you to do his work, to go before people, hallelujah, whatever God has put in your heart and stirred up your passion to do, go forward. First of all, you're not going to be able to sleep, sit, think, breathe, meditate. It's always, you're going to be meditating, the Lord is going to come back up. You're going to be doing something that's going to come back up, that burning desire on the inside. So he left his job of being a cupbearer for a few years just so he could rebuild the temple. To rebuild the wall. He left for a while to rebuild it. But he trusted that God, if you put this in me, I know you're going to take care of everything. So if God has put it in you, trust me, he's going to take care of everything. You don't have to worry about it, because God is going to shift and take care of everything if you give it to him. And that's what he did with Nehemiah. He gave it to him. It could be illness. It could be a sickness that you're going through. It could be your mental stability. If you give it to God and leave it there, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you're sick and you feel like you can't get out of the bed, when your passion to be healed exceeds your pain, hallelujah, moving past your pain for healing, glory be to God. When God puts something in you to move you past that place that you thought you couldn't move out from, past that place from your tears, past the place from being upset and so disheartened, when he put the passion in you to move forward, to keep pushing, to keep pressing, no matter what you see around you, no matter what you see in the news, no matter what news you receive, but you're going to keep moving, you're going to keep shaking up some things, you're going to keep doing the work of the Lord, hallelujah, through the work of the evangelist, through the work of be a servant to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited on today, because when I think back of a perfect example was my son when he left home to go to college, but he moved so far. But when I remember my mom telling me when his passion over-exceeded his emotions of wanting to be home, wanting to be around his family, she knew that that was truly his passion. His passion for music, because he left home, came to a place where no family, no friends, but what he did was his passion exceeded all his emotions of wanting to be home or wanting to be surrounded by family. Guess what? Because God is his family. God is his savior. God is the restorer. God is the one who took the passion in him. And when you can get to that place where you're like, look, okay, there's no family, no friends there, but as long as I got King Jesus, just like Ruth, Ruth's passion for wanting to take care of her mother-in-law, and also her passion in her wanting to know and serve the God that may only serve, caused her to leave her homeland where her family was because of her passion inside to want to know God even the more. Hallelujah, but wanting to know him, looking at her mother-in-law's testimony, her mother-in-law's love that she had for God. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing when it says they'll know us by our love? They'll know us by our love. And isn't that something when people can put you out and know that you serve a true and living God and want to come and serve him too just by the testimony of your walk? Hallelujah. How you pray, how you live your life. And they want to come to know the God that you serve. So people wanted to come to know, some was on Idol, wanted to know the love that he had for God. It was drew people closer to the Lord because they looked at his life and how inspiring, and wanted to know this true and living God. Hallelujah, that he served. I'm just so elated on this morning, so ecstatic, because I know that it's people that's on this call right now that have a love and a passion for something so much till everything else is like, I can't do that because my passion is driving me to do this. Allow your passion for things to drive you to love it so much until you can't do anything but do the work. Nehemiah left his job to do the work. Yes, he was going back to it at a later time, but right then he had that burning desire to build the wall. Hallelujah. And that's another thing. He wasn't a builder, but he knew that God could give him enough wisdom to build. He knew that I may not be a leader. I'm a cupbearer. I just give the cup, the king his wine. But guess what? I know God. If God is with me, he will use these hands to rebuild. He will build the wall. Oh, yes, he will. If God gave it to you, he got all the resources. He got everything that you need. If you want to set up an encouragement, a podcast or a telephone call where you're calling people and encourage them, sending out cards, sending out emails, letting them know, ask them, how are you feeling? Let God stir up that gift inside of you, because people want to hear from you, believe it or not. And I don't care how many people's doing the same job that you're doing it. It doesn't matter, because there's enough room for everybody out here. This world is so big. Hallelujah. God will put you in the right place to do it. Take a little bit at a time. And sometimes we feel like we're not getting the job done in enough time. And Nehemiah may have felt like, Lord, I'm standing up here. I got a passion, but I'm not moving because I don't see things moving quickly. But it was moving from the moment he talked to his fellow men, from the moment he talked to the king, from the moment he prayed to God. It was already in motion. It was already on the brink of opening something up so great. Hallelujah. If anybody on here feel like God is stirring up a passion in them to do something unique, something out of the ordinary, and I feel like folk may laugh, folks, but it's not about what folks say. It's not about how they feel about situations and things and circumstances, things that you do. No, it's about you and how God has birthed that thing in you to move past your fears, move past your doubts, move past your understanding. When you don't understand what the task is, but step out and do it. When you don't understand, when the road looks bleak, when the road seems like it's lonely, but step out and still do it. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. I just felt something right there, y'all. I just felt something right there. Do you hear me? Because the strength of the Lord, his power and his might, I just feel him so real. He's so real and he's so powerful. But when you serve him and when you know him and when you love him that much, to allow your passion to exceed all of your emotions. Amen. So let me just see something. I got so many gadgets up here, y'all. Oh, my gosh. But I'm telling you, it's so amazing, and it's so awesome, y'all. I just love it when your passion just exceeds all of your emotions. When you feel like I can't get up in the morning, when you feel like this is just it for me today. I'm upset, I'm mad, I just can't. Not today, but you gotta get up anyway. You gotta get up anyway. Let me tell you, you know how many weeks I get on here and my Wi-Fi is like, ugh. I'm like, why am I paying Wi-Fi? And and it's not working properly, but guess what? I get on anyway. The struggle sometimes I get on anyway because my passion I have for you all. I don't care if there's two people on here. I'm going to speak like it's a million people on here. Believe in God one day. The passion I have for his word, the passion I have for his encouragement, to encouraging and motivating people. I just bless the name of the Lord because he's so powerful and he's so great. He is so great. And I can't do anything but move past all of my pain, move past all of my fears, move past all of my doubts, all of my inadequacies, times when I feel I'm inadequate. God says, no, you are adequate. You got enough what you need. You got enough resources. You got enough people around you. You have enough wisdom to get that job done. And we always thinking we don't have enough to get it done. We always thinking, oh, my God, time is going by. It's another month. It's another week. It's another day. How about it's another second? Get it done. It's another second. Don't even go into it's another day. Each second that goes by, try to get something done a little bit of time. And when you look up, bam, it's going to be done. Trust me when I tell you.
when I did my book, Shut Up and Not Broken, the passion I had to help women from that broken place. And then I started ministering to men because they started jumping on my calls. You know, brokenness is brokenness. It doesn't matter your gender, male or female. And God has given me a passion to help those who are broken, because I know that there's light at the end of the tunnel, like my sister says, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I know that sometimes you feel like your life is so shattered. How could God possibly mend these broken pieces back together again? And yes, we do believe God, but sometimes when you're in it, it's like, oh my gosh, your faith be wavering. But be not weary in well doing, because in due season, if you reap, you will faint not. So I know what it feels like to be so low and to be so broken. Oh, my God, how could these broken pieces come back together again? But, oh, yeah, they can, because God do mend broken pieces back together again. And even though when Nehemiah left, he felt like he didn't have a team. But as he walked on, God gave him a team. And then he asked the king, who had all the resources in the world, when I'm on my journey, can you give me a letter so no one won't bother me on the road? And he said, what else do you need? He started asking for timber. He started asking for everything that he needed for this job. God is going to set somebody up at the right place at the right time. And let me tell you, don't dummy down other folks. It'd be the folk who you least expect to bless you, least expect them know the answer to your question. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But sometimes we look at other people and say, oh my God, they're not wise enough to give me what I need. You don't know what they know. You don't know. But God will place you put you at the right place at the right time. He will tell you when to pick up the phone. He will tell you when to say hello. If you speak and ask God, if you trust and ask God, hallelujah, and just open up yourself, open up your mind to stop being so traditional, come out of that way of thinking so you can get the job done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So my broadcast is getting ready to be over. I don't see too many comments on here. I was going to bring, if anybody had any questions, I can bring my mom on and she can answer some of these questions. Or if you had a comment, I don't see too many. I'm reading them now. I just see, hi, Sister Mutchison. She'll text me and let me know whether or not. So she said, hey, Jean Hunter, how are you? Hi, Regina. Hi, Evangelist Catherine. Hi, Debbie Foster. Amen. And hi, Cousin Angie. How are you? And Sister Idella. And I know Sandy is on here and Mousy is on here. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. And those who are listening on YouTube and those who are dialed in on the podcast. So just wanted to encourage you all to step out of the box. And to Ms. D, I know she's on here. Step out of the box and do some things that's so courageous. And don't feel like, oh, my God, I don't have enough resources. I don't have enough in terms of resources and education. It doesn't matter how much education you have. Get the job done. God will speak through you. And some people that don't even have a high school diploma, but guess what? They so bright. They so smart. They entrepreneurs. They millionaires on today. So don't dummy down what you think you don't have, because God will use you in a mighty way. And it's okay to step out at 20. It's okay to step out at 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. How about even 100 years old? It's okay to step out. I was just listening where this woman came up with her own food recipes and now have them in restaurants, and she's 80-something years old. So don't put a number on what God has given to you, because it's us who hold our own selves back. Come out with your own creation. Let God work through you and do what you do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I just want to encourage you all on this morning, when your passion exceeds your emotions, move forward, move out, trust God, believe God, because he's doing a mighty work through you. Even when you're home, just pick up the phone calling somebody. Hallelujah. He's doing a work for you. Amen. Some of us are caretakers on here. Some of us are, like, I know Debbie keeps her grandson, like my sister Penny keeps her grandson, and I know God is filling them up with so much word on the inside of them, just nurturing, the nurturing that they both have for their grandchildren. People on here who are caretakers, You know, and how God is building them up and giving them the strength to care for their loved ones. God is healing y'all. Let me tell you something. God has already done it. He has already fixed it because he is a healer. I know I didn't want from one thing to the other, but yes, I am, because I just want to share God's word and his wisdom to you all, and just and breathe on you all, and like for God to breathe on you all and give you some type of life when you feel like you're down, when you feel like I can't move another second. When one more thing comes my way, Father, I don't know how much longer I can hold on. You can hold on. God got you. You can hold on. Amen. So I'm going to pray out. I see you guys on next Tuesday. Oh, my God, I got something really great on next Tuesday, a special guest that's coming next Tuesday. So you'll see the flyer. I see you all at 10 o'clock next Tuesday morning, Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and Central Standard Time is 9 o'clock. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift up and I give you the highest praise. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your new mercies. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your power and I thank you for your love. I thank you, God, for stirring up the gift on the inside of us that we can move past our fears, that we can move past our doubts. God, I thank you and I bless your name, Lord God. I bless your name, Lord God. And I lift you up and give you the highest praise, Father. Continue to be with us, sit with us like you do, Father God. Embrace us, God. Give us wisdom and guidance and clarity and direction. Please, Lord God, touch every soul that's on this call, every heart that may be disheartened, God. Fill them up and give them the joy that they need. Give them the power that they need. Greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. God, I bless you. Touch all our children that's in school and college that's going to school on today, Father God. Bless them, Father God. Bless them as they walk the college campuses, God. Bless them as they're in the schoolyard, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch those who are caretakers. Touch those who are watching their loved ones, Father. We thank you, God. I thank you for my mother on today and my aunt Star, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to heal my aunt, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to heal Jean, Father. Continue to heal Catherine, God, and all those on this call and Deacon Mutchison. Oh, God, we bless your name on today. Continue to heal our minds, my cousin Angie, Father God. Continue to heal us and comfort us and protect us, Father. We love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. And if you want prayer, I'll be praying tomorrow morning with my church, St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church. It'll be posted on my Hope Victoria's page, so you can dial in at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can dial in and listen some prayers, and if you have your prayer requests, you can always go to the church website and send your prayer request there or leave it on the church phone. But I love you guys. I see you all on next Tuesday morning. Have a special guest that's coming. So excited and excited that you all joined me again and again and again. I really appreciate everybody on here, and I love you all and have a wonderful day. Just making sure I didn't get anybody on here. So, okay, so have a good day. Hi, Marisha. How are you? That's my cousin Marisha. Hi, Betty. I think my mom is texting me some more names on here. Yeah, I see Marisha, Mom. My mom is the bomb. You hear me? Hi, Marisha. And God bless you all. So I see you all. And Betty is on here. I see her, too. See you all next week. All right, bye.